Welcome to the Creative Explorer podcast. This is episode 23, and I am Linda Ushin. This podcast will inspire you to be creative and to play in and outside your business, even if you have a lot on your to-do list. Please excuse the cat. He's very playful. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to check this out. The Creative Explorer podcast is produced bi-weekly on all weeks with an even week number, and you can find the show notes at lindaursa.net/CEP. If you want to, you can add this podcast to your RSS reader or iTunes. You'll find the links on my webpage. And if you are on YouTube watching this, give me a thumbs up and subscribe. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much everywhere else on social media. In this episode, I will talk about creating freedom and happiness in your business. Any and all links are in the show notes on my site, so let's get going. I want to tell you a little story about a woman we can call Anna for anonymity's sake. Anna is in her 40s, she's a female entrepreneur, and when I talked to her, she knew she had a lot to be thankful for, that she had a lot to be happy about. She was very happy with where she was living, what she was doing in her business, who she had around her. She was happy with how her family life was going and all of that. But all the tasks she had didn't give her the headspace to be creative. To be creative for anything else than business. All her productivity goes into articles, blog posts, videos, things she has to create for marketing purposes, and also the creations she has to do for her home and her family. Meetings and other demands on her time has turned her life into a rather boring routine. She really wants to get back to creating just for fun, just for the joy of it, get back to her creative hobbies, and we talked a little bit about why she hadn't done that. Most of her problem was that she thought she didn't have time to create for the joy of it. When she went on vacation, she started creating again, but that stopped when she got back and went back to work. She says that she's mostly trying to catch up on everything that needs doing. When I asked how she felt about writing, since writing was her main interest, she said it's very fun. It's a lot of fun to make up worlds, and creating is fun. And she's so right about that. I showed her, by getting her to do it while we talked, that it's possible to write a poem in less than a minute. This got her mind going on coming up with ways she can be creative within the parameters of her life. She decided to get some writing done in the morning before she starts working on her business, and then do some art late at night before going to bed. And she actually said, "I might even write a book this way." Well, that's progress. By the time we ended our conversation, she had decided to pick up her writing again, writing something non-business related every day, and bringing art supplies on the trip she was taking the next week. Anna reached out for help, and she took me up on my offer for a guidance session. If you're in a similar situation, reach out to me. I'm easy to find. I don't want you to be stressed out, dissatisfied, unhappy, to sit half-baked in your creativity. I want you to live it out fully. It has so many benefits, both for you, your family, and your business. Self-expression is one of our human needs. Don't sacrifice it by stuffing more things into your day than necessary. Today's inspirational words are by Danielle Laporte. They are one of her truth bombs, and she says, "Get your needs met." Simple as that. And today's creative prompt is, stop what you're doing, grab a pen, grab a paper, and make a doodle. It's quick, it's easy, and it's fun. On the 27th of January, I will be doing the first workshop of the year. and it's called Scribble Your Way to Success. We'll be using pen and paper to scribble and to find some business lessons along the way. If you'd like to join me for that workshop, you can find it in the show notes or at bit.ly/cew-sywts. Yeah. That's it for me for today. Thanks for checking out the Creative Explorer podcast. In the next episode, I will be talking about how you can improve your dark season, since so many people struggle with the darkness. If you have any questions, reach out to me at lynn@lynnbarrison.net, and remember to subscribe to the podcast.